Local performers have joined an internationally known artist to create a work that celebrates African-American culture in a provocative way. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on Rashad Newsom's Shade Compositions.
From street corners to hit TV shows, from side eye to finger snaps, shade is everywhere. Shade gets thrown hard on reality programs like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And Fantasia for Real.
Yeah, please.
Such theatrical and concisely dismissive words, phrases, and gestures are often identified with black women and gay men. But as shade has spread, artist Rashad Newsom saw something disturbing. Some white people who casually throw shade also stereotype black people who do the same thing as ghetto.
Really, what kind of sparked the interest was the way in which the black community in general uses that vernacular is stigmatized.
Newsom, born in New Orleans, is a multidisciplinary artist. He's produced pageants that incorporated voguing alongside motorcycle gangs. He stages hip-hop MC battles and shows videos and visual art. In 2005, in Paris, he created the first in a series of shade compositions. The projects turned the words and gestures of shade into a musical score. More versions followed in New York, even Russia, and this one in San Francisco.
And so what the piece is attempting to do is really reclaim this vernacular. Through technology, through narrative, through repetition, through the gesture of collage, we're able to achieve a contemporary piece of music.
Each time, Newsom collaborates with local performers to develop a new version. The ninth shade composition takes place in Pittsburgh in conjunction with the Andy Warhol Museum. Newsom feels an affinity with Warhol.
I think we both have a very similar way of working, you know, just sort of like interdisciplinary and also like working between fine arts and quote-unquote commercial work as well.
In November, Newsom held auditions here for shade compositions, seeking 16 local black female-identifying performers.
What I'm really looking for in the casting process is really a sense of rhythm, which is super important, because it's basically the piece is an orchestra, but instead of people playing, you know, the French horn and the tuba and things like that, they're sucking their teeth, snapping their fingers, and huffing and puffing.
Although it's a choral work, each performer must also act out her own individual storyline.
The piece is sort of like watching 16 one-woman shows at once.
He was just like, let me see like who you are when someone makes you mad.
Recording artist Lolo Ree describes her audition with Newsom.
He would make scenarios like, when you walk past and someone brushes you.
The performers, ages 19 to 50, include actors, visual artists, and musicians. They rehearsed nightly at the Warhol Museum.
On the count of three, starting pose. One, two, three.
On stage, the performers stand in three long rows like a choir. The audio includes both recorded and live vocals, but it's all shade. There is teeth sucking, finger snaps, and verbal attitude. Pittsburgh version of shade compositions emphasizes one theme in particular.
We're going to respond to sexual violence, which is an epidemic really facing all women today.
The performers admire the concept behind shade compositions. Simone Jones is a sophomore studying musical theater at Carnegie Mellon University.
Rashad's doing a really beautiful job of, like right now we're in a symphony kind of, and that is just exemplifying how beautiful and rhythmic and sweet sounding and kind of taking back how we use our own language.
Performer Lolo Ree says the show's strength is largely in its simplicity.
It's literally just us being who we are as like black women.
The full performance, including video projections, will run 45 minutes. It's Wednesday at the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. I'm Bill O'Driscoll.
Girl, bye.
90.5 WESA News.
The Andy Warhol Museum is an underwriter of WESA.